A 30-year mortgage in the U.S. eased for the second week in a row, but remains just below 7%. Little relief for prospective home shoppers looking ahead to the spring home buying season. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says that the rate fell to 6.95% from 6.96% last week. A year ago, it averaged 6.6%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy with rain developing across the area. Mid-30s at sunrise, our winds becoming light and variable. Rain looks likely for Friday, a mostly cloudy sky. North winds gusting to 30, highs in the upper 30s. Right now it's 40.
loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. Walking next to me singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
holding my hand just as natural as can be singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We walk on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Single day singing.
Do what did it do?
jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Let it be. Oh, there will be
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
He's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Leaving
on the midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving.
this goes.
I see a line of cars and they're all painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Thank you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the search for remains of the 67 people killed during the mid-air crash of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport continues tonight. CBS's Ian Lee is in Wichita, Kansas, where the American Airlines flight originated, with passengers including teen figure skaters, their parents, and coaches on board.
We're hearing from U.S. Figure Skating saying, "We are devastated by this unspeakable tragedy and hold the victims' families closely in our hearts." These are people who knew each other from across the nation. And so when you do have a tragedy like this, it really does impact everyone.
There were no survivors. Retired Coast Guard Commander Shannon Scaff worries about recovery crews working in the frigid Potomac River.
This is going to be tough. I've been thinking about these folks all day. They're out there on the water and under the water. They're dealing with terrible conditions out there. And obviously, we all know the gravity of the situation and how tragic it is.
Air traffic control staffing may not have been normal at the time of the collision.
Two sources tell CBS News one air traffic controller was directing helicopters and planes flying near the airport at the time of the collision, a job two people are usually assigned to. Aviation consultant Mike Boyd says it's not clear if that contributed to the accident, but what is clear is the U.S. needs more air traffic controllers.
The controllers are there overworked, so these kind of things are going to happen, but don't think this is a one-off or just something that just happened. These things are taking place across the country.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Senate confirmation hearings for President Trump's cabinet nominees filled multiple hearing rooms today. CBS's Torian Small was there for us.
Arguably the most combative committee hearing was for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Democrats expressed discomfort with the Trump loyalists' association with January 6 rioters and his past comments alluding to seeking retribution against political enemies.
Three more Israeli hostages, two females and an 80-year-old man, were released in Gaza, but the chaotic nature of the handover angered Prime Minister Netanyahu so much that he delayed releasing Palestinian detainees until later in the day.
In Tel Aviv, Israelis celebrated the homecoming of more hostages.
but there was desperation for the return of the rest.
We need them all, the dead ones and the alive hostages, everybody back.
After 15 months of relentless war, long-awaited reunions like this offer a glimmer of hope for families still waiting.
CBS's Haley Ott reporting from Tel Aviv. The economy ended 2024 up 2.8%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
Now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be... offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Now, on top of everything else, there's an asteroid heading our way. But CBS's Michael Wallace says, don't worry too much.
NASA and the European Space Agency put the chance at just over 1% that the newly discovered asteroid will strike the planet in 2032. The asteroid is 130 to 330 feet across. It's too soon to tell where on Earth it might strike. The space rock is moving away from our planet now. Officials hope to get a better handle on its path as it makes its way around the sun. They say there's a good chance the risk to Earth could drop to zero. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Civil rights activists are calling for a boycott of Target over its decision to phase out its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives announced this week. Civil rights lawyer Nakima Levy-Armstrong said she and other boycott organizers expected more from Target, and they now feel like everything it has done, she said, in support of people of color was just window dressing. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy with rain developing across the area. Mid-30s at sunrise, our winds becoming light and variable. Rain looks likely for Friday, a mostly cloudy sky. North winds gusting to 30, highs in the upper 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
WRJN.